Blog Talk Radio.
So welcome everyone, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are around the world. This is Master Robin and May, and we are so honoured and delighted to join with you each week for our very special and sacred time with our beloved animal friends. So today we continue, we are focusing on animal communication. So this is an incredible, incredible gift that we are able to communicate with our beloved animal friends. So many people find it, they may find it difficult if they do not know what their pet is thinking, they do not know what their pet is feeling. So to receive direct communication from your pet, to ask specific questions and receive a direct answer from your pet, it actually is an incredible, incredible way that we can work out what it is that our pets are needing in that moment at that time. So previously we may have needed to guess. For example, when our spiritual channels are not open, then you may have some idea of what your pet wants, but you may not know exactly what it is that would heal their illness or what would calm them, why they're experiencing anxiety, fear, and much more. So animal communication is truly such an it really opens up a whole new world. So we love our animals so much and we feel their love, but it opens us up to truly understanding the animals much more deeply. So it is an incredible, incredible gift. And I am so grateful to Master Sha. So Dr. and Master Zhigang Sha has, he has truly inspired me. He has blessed me with so many treasures, so that my spiritual channels continue to open more and more, so that I can receive more and more messages. So ultimately, we can understand the whole world, really, because we are all one. So if we are not understanding part of the world, or for example, the animals, nature, then we are not fully whole. So the soul communication or the animal communication that we do is actually we are connecting directly with the soul of the animal. There are others that do animal communication. They may be communicating with the guides of the animal or the angels around the animal, but we can directly connect with the soul of the animal to ask them direct questions. We also may connect with the divine, a spiritual mother and father, say example Jesus, Mother Mary, Buddha. We may ask questions from their spiritual mothers and fathers because they are also guided by the divine. They are guided by their spiritual mothers and fathers and their heavens teams. But going directly to the soul is, it is a possibility. So the soul is the boss. That is the key. So for us, when we receive guidance from our soul or the soul world, and we follow this guidance, then our lives will be happier and healthier. When it comes to our beloved pets, we want them to be happy and healthy. So we can directly connect to their soul, which is the boss of them, and ask what it is that they are needing at this time, what healing they may need, for example. So it's deeply, deeply heart-touching. So let us begin today by opening. We will chant love, peace and harmony. The International Day of World Peace is taking place on Wednesday, September the 21st. So this is in this upcoming week. And it has been my greatest honor to be chanting for the animals. We have a chanting 21 days of love, peace and harmony for the animals and their environment. So we have chanted for 7 days. We chant an hour each day. Today will be day 8. So I invite you to come and be part of this. It has been so profound. And each day that I chant this source soul song of love, peace and harmony, I get a deeper and deeper understanding of how transformational it is to chant love, peace and harmony. My heart is open and my heart is touched more and more deeply because this soul song, the source soul song, truly has the power to bring and create love, peace and harmony. So we may not understand how, why this works, but actually the best way is to just do it, to just chant love, peace and harmony, because it is actually in the experience that we begin to understand much more deeply. So we can be told how powerful it is, how wonderful it is, but until we actually experience it, it doesn't really go deeply into our hearts and our souls. So I encourage you to come and join me for these days of chanting. You can find out more information. You simply click on a link on my Facebook page, Robin Rice, and you can open up to, I'm actually doing it on live stream, so I chant live, but if you're not able to make it at that time, you can go back and listen to the recording. So anyone who actually does the 21 days, I have a feeling, I haven't received the direct message yet, but I have a very strong feeling that any beloved soul that completes the 21 days is going to receive something very special after they have done these 21 days. So whenever we serve unconditionally, we receive unlimited blessings. So even along the way, we receive so much. I know for May, she's very calm, very relaxed. I, for myself, doing these 7 days, I feel so deeply connected to the animals, more and more connected with the animals and nature and Mother Earth every day, actually. As I chant this source soul song. So come and join us. Come and be with us to experience this incredibly profound and sacred time. So let us chant. We'll do an invocation. So closing your eyes, your feet flat on the floor, your back away from the chair that is comfortable for you, placing both palms on your lower abdomen. We will call the Divine Love, Peace, Harmony, Rainbow Light Ball, which is an incredibly powerful treasure. So we have been given so many treasures from heaven, but do we actually use these treasures? It is only in the using the treasures that we can heal, that our pets can heal. We can rejuvenate, transform, and much more. So let us call the Divine Love, Peace, Harmony, Rainbow Light Ball. So dear the Divine Love, Peace, Harmony, Rainbow Light Ball, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you, we bow to you. We are so deeply grateful for your service. We truly cannot thank you enough. We humbly ask you to come and sit into our Mingmen area, our Snow Mountain area, our Kundalini area, and our pets, Mingmen Snow Mountain Kundalini area today. Please radiate your greatest love, peace, and harmony. We are deeply, deeply grateful. We cannot thank you enough. So dear the divine, dear the Tao, dear the source, dear countless spiritual mothers and fathers, countless heaven, saints, animals, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you, we bow to you, we are so grateful for your endless love and generosity to each and every one of us and our pets. And we humbly ask you to join us for this session, please. Chant with us. Please continue to open our hearts and souls. Please continue to connect our hearts and souls more deeply with our beloved pets. Please continue to connect our hearts and souls more deeply with all of the animals, with nature, with Mother Earth at this time, with humanity, so that we may all join together as one for what is appropriate at this time. It is our greatest honor to chant love, peace, and harmony. It is our greatest honor to bring this source frequency and vibration with the message of love, peace, and harmony, to create love, peace, and harmony on Mother Earth, which is so greatly needed at this time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And dear the source soul song of love, peace, and harmony, dear all of the love, peace, harmony treasures downloaded to all souls, the animal souls, the nature souls, all souls, we love you, honey, appreciate you, bow to you, please turn on, please radiate the greatest love, peace, and harmony as we chant love, peace, and harmony. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We cannot thank you enough. So visualizing this beautiful rainbow light ball in your Mingmen area, your Kundalini area, and let us chant with all of our hearts, and we invite all of the animals, we invite all animal souls or nature souls, all souls of humanity, one thing. We invite beloved Mother Earth, heaven, the Tao, the source, countless planets, stars, galaxies, and all universes. Let us chant love, peace, and harmony to create a love, peace, harmony, universal family. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We cannot thank you enough. So we'll do the soul language, the English, and the Chinese with all of our hearts. Lula, lula, dee. Lula, lula, la, dee. Lula. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. Oh, I'm a shinnering. Oh, I try and Xiang I ping an ho How? Thank you. We cannot thank you enough. So let us remain in a condition you can continue to receive the blessings throughout this session. So let us, we'll share a little bit more wisdom about the soul communication. So when we do animal communication, we are connecting, we are communicating with the soul of the animal, or we may communicate with the soul world, which is the divine, the spiritual mothers and fathers, to receive information on the beloved animal that may be experiencing some issue, some illness, some emotional imbalance, some behavioral issue. So there are many different forms, actually, of soul communication. So soul communication connects with and receives messages from the soul world. So this is why it's so powerful. So why is it so powerful? Because there truly are no limits in the soul world. There are no limits to the way in which we can receive its messages. So this is a very important realization, because if we can sometimes place limitations on ourselves. So we can actually limit or even block the possibilities of receiving messages, because we may have fixed mindsets, attitudes, beliefs about what the soul communication is, or what the animal communication is, how it may be taking place, and how it is received. So we may have a certain mindset, and I know for myself, with soul communication, what I realize that it is actually can be very subtle. So for us to be able to pick up these messages, to receive these messages, we have to really pay a lot of attention. We have to be very present. And it is quite often the whisper in our ear. It is not necessarily a loud voice, like I am speaking to you. It is quite often a very subtle message in my experience. Like, and you can maybe hear the messages, you may see images, you may get a feeling. So these messages come in many different forms. So the key for us is to fully open to the infinite possibilities. So we need to release any limits that we have. And we need to be fully open to all of the possibilities that the soul world is presenting to us. And the key is for us to deeply appreciate the channel that is ours. So each one of us is very individual. We are unique. So how we receive the animal communication, the soul communication, may be very different to how the next person will receive the information. So you may have, Master Shah teaches us this, there's actually four communication channels. So we have our soul language.
Apologies, we lost connection. So what I'm saying, that we each have a very special way to communicate, and there are four soul communication channels. We have our soul language channel, which is the foundational channel. Then we have our direct soul communication channel. So the direct soul communication is when you hear the direct communication. We have our third eye channel, which is where we see the images, the spiritual images. And then we have our direct knowing channel. So each and every one of us, we may be strong in one channel, two channel, or we may be strong in all of these channels. So even if we have one channel that is we are receiving, we are extremely, extremely blessed. So the key is for us to be deeply grateful for what we are given. And whether it is just one word, we are extremely grateful. So whether we see a beautiful image, and that is what we see, and then we can interpret the image by asking what the image means. We are so grateful for everything that we receive. So the form of soul communication that we are given, the form of animal communication, when we are communicating with animals, that we are given, is a gift that is really tailor-made to you. It is very individual and unique. So as we continue to practice, as we have trust, and we hold the deepest gratitude in our heart, then our soul communication abilities will continue to develop. And remember that this is all about service. So why are we doing animal communication? Why do we do any soul communication? It is all about serving. So we want to serve in a more powerful way. So this is the key. So today I've been guided, we will do a gratitude practice, so that we can learn how to be more grateful. Like, we may be grateful, but we can be always more grateful for what we have received. And as our gratitude increases for what we are given, then heaven sees this, and then they will give us more. So let us do a practice today to be grateful for our animal communication abilities, because everyone can communicate with the animals. We know how to do this. We may have simply lost our connection. So let us do a practice to offer our deepest gratitude today. And then you can practice your animal communication, see if anything feels different. So let us continue to focus our mind in our lower abdomen. We can continue to focus our mind jong. So the jong is the back half of our lower abdomen. So you can visualize a beautiful love, peace, harmony, rainbow light ball in that area, radiating this incredible light. And let us firstly add a forgiveness practice, because when we add forgiveness, it increases the power much more of our practice. So you can continue to place one palm on your lower abdomen. You can place the other palm on your heart to connect more deeply with your heart. So let us say hello. So dear the divine, dear the Tao, dear the source, we, our pets, and our ancestors sincerely apologize for all of the mistakes that we have made in all of our lifetimes. So we particularly apologize today for any moment that we have not been grateful enough for what we have been given, the gifts that we have been given from the divine, the Tao, the source of spiritual Muslim fathers. We are deeply sorry. We know that we can be more grateful. We know that actually to be grateful in every moment is one of the fastest ways to progress in any aspect of our life. So we sincerely ask for forgiveness for all of the moments that we have not been deeply grateful, particularly if we have not been for the messages that we have received, the aha moments, the spiritual images that we have been shown, and more. We humbly and sincerely ask for forgiveness. And we offer our total unconditional forgiveness to any soul who has ever hurt, harmed, taken advantage of us, our pets, and our ancestors in any way. We totally, unconditionally forgive you. You owe us nothing. And we unconditionally forgive any soul who has not been grateful enough to us. We unconditionally forgive you. Let us join our hearts and souls together as one to embody the greatest gratitude in every moment of our day, and especially to embody the greatest gratitude for all of the communications that we have received from our most beloved animal friends. Thank you, thank you. We are most grateful to be able to do soul communication. We are most grateful to open fully to the infinite possibilities of soul communication and animal communication. So thank you, thank you, thank you. In order to receive forgiveness, we will serve, we will chant, we will meditate, we will offer as many acts of kindness as we can to create love, peace, and harmony. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So now let us connect with Da Gan En. And we ask, so dear the divine, dear the Tao, dear the source, dear countless spiritual Muslim fathers, heaven saints, animals, and dear the soul of Da Gan En, the greatest gratitude. We love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. Would you please offer each and every one of us a blessing of the greatest gratitude? Please open our hearts to be grateful in every moment. Open our hearts to be so deeply grateful for every message that we receive through soul communication, through animal communication. We are deeply, deeply grateful. We cannot thank you enough. So now you can visualize rainbow light radiating through. You can continue to focus in your jong, the back half of your lower abdomen. You can visualize this rainbow light that is radiating through your entire body, through your pet's entire body. And we ask Da Gan En to bless our pets, fuel them with the greatest gratitude. They are all already very grateful. The frequency and vibration is so beautiful, Da Gan En. So let us chant Da Gan En. Let us offer our deepest gratitude to our pets. Let us offer our deepest gratitude to the divine, the Tao, the source of spiritual mothers and fathers. Let us offer our deepest gratitude for all of the soul communication that we have received and all of the soul communication that we will receive. So let us chant Da Gan En and greatest gratitude. And let us really hold the deepest gratitude in our heart and know that the more grateful we are in every aspect of life, the more we will receive, actually. So gratitude is such a beautiful frequency and vibration. So gratitude leads to relaxation, and relaxation leads to transformation. So let us chant Da Gan En, Da Gan En, Da Gan En, Da Gan En, Doggone it. Doggone it. Doggone it. Doggone it. Greatest gratitude. Greatest gratitude, greatest gratitude, greatest gratitude, greatest gratitude, greatest gratitude. Greatest gratitude, greatest gratitude, greatest gratitude. I have an attitude of the greatest gratitude. I have an attitude of the greatest gratitude. I have an attitude of the greatest gratitude. Greatest gratitude. Doggone it. Greatest gratitude. Doggone it. Greatest gratitude. Doggone it, 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 greatest gratitude. Greatest gratitude, 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 greatest gratitude. Greatest gratitude, greatest gratitude, greatest gratitude, greatest gratitude, greatest gratitude, greatest gratitude, greatest gratitude. So let us offer our greatest gratitude. And when you offer your greatest gratitude, you can do a gratitude practice before you do the communication, because the key is that the gratitude leads to relaxation. And for us to be powerful animal communicators, soul communicators, the key is for us to be relaxed. So let us continue silently for a few more minutes, chanting greatest gratitude, and really have in your heart how grateful you are for what you have received with the communications previously. or have the deepest gratitude that you will be able to receive the beautiful messages from your beloved pets, animal companions, to understand them more deeply. So I will chant softly. You chant silently. Dagon in greatest gratitude. 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 So continue to receive the blessings. So I'm now going to offer a flow. I'm going to do a soul communication with the divine. The power and significance of the greatest gratitude connected with our animal communication abilities. So you can continue to close your eyes. This will also be a blessing from the divine to assist you in your heart to greater gratitude. So how, my dearest and most beloved ones and animal companions, this is the divine speaking to each of you. It is my greatest honor to share with you on this day the power and significance of the greatest gratitude connected with your animal communication and soul communication abilities. This is truly key, my dearest and most beloved ones, for it is those who have the greatest gratitude in their heart that will be given more and more wisdom, more and more treasures from the divine, the Tao, the source, and higher abilities to serve the animals, to serve nature, to serve humanity and all souls. It is truly through gratitude that humility is developed, dearest ones. For sometimes when beloved ones begin to receive messages, soul communication, animal communication, this may cause them to go into their egos and think that they are special. But know that everyone has the ability to communicate with the animals, to communicate with nature, to communicate with all souls. It is the most humble, it is the most honoring, and the most grateful souls that will receive higher and higher wisdom and attain higher and higher abilities in their communication. To truly unlocks the door and opens your heart to the infinite possibilities. It is to be grateful, dearest ones, for the days that you may not hear or see anything. be grateful anyway. It is to be grateful for every word that you hear, every feeling that you experience, every image that you see. For each one is a precious gift to assist you on your animal communication journey. This is a very key teaching, dearest ones, to always be grateful, to always be honoring, to be always respectful every moment that you are communicating with another soul. Be grateful for what they will share with you. For this is a great gift. It is a great teaching and a great learning on many different levels. For each soul carries so much wisdom, whether it is an animal soul. The animals carry great wisdom, dearest ones. Some may feel that they are above the animals. This is not always the truth, my dearest ones. The animals have so much to teach humanity through love, through compassion, through obedience, through loyalty, devotion, and more. So open your hearts more and more deeply on this day, to be grateful not only for your animal communication and soul communication abilities, but to be grateful for everyone, every situation, every moment that you are on Mother Earth at this time. It is a very special time that your soul can progress in one of the most ways. My dearest ones, do all that you can to hold gratitude in your heart. Do all that you can to serve, and you will be amazed at what will take place in your life. I love you all. I thank you all for your loving service to the animals. How? Thank you, Divine. Thank you. So I'm now going to offer you a blessing to have greater gratitude, particularly connected with your animal communication abilities. So continuing to receive. And this blessing will be a blessing for your beloved pets, and your connection, your animal communication connection, so that you can hear what your beloved pet is saying to you more easily, so they can express themselves. So fully opening to receive. That is appropriate. Yeah. Thanks, beloved Master Shah, for all the wisdom, the teachings, the practical techniques. We are deeply, deeply grateful. We thank the Divine, the Tao, the Source, all the spiritual mothers and fathers that joined us and blessed us today, and our beloved animals. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So wonderful. So in summary today, the key is for us to really fully open to the unlimited possibilities of animal communication, soul communication. Know that these messages can come in many forms. And for us to be truly grateful for whatever we receive. This is the key for us to progress on our animal communication journey. So continue to do gratitude practice. You can do this practice over and over again. Receive your blessings. Continue to spend time with your beloved pet. You can ask your pet what your pet would like to share with you on that day. Fully open to receive the message and be truly grateful for whatever it is that you receive. So it has been me and May's greatest honor to be with you today. We look forward to continuing our animal communication series so that we can continue to open our spiritual channels so that we can understand the animals' nature and ourselves more deeply. So it has been my greatest honor to be with you today. So let us put our hands and our paws in the air and we say, love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Gong song, gong song, gong song. So love you, everyone. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful, blessed rest of your day. And have a beautiful, blessed International Day of World Peace. On September the 21st, chant love, peace, and harmony as much as you possibly can to bring the greatest peace to the animals and their environment. So thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. Bye-bye. Love you, love you, love you.